This is me adjusting myself.
Welcome to the Degeneration Podcast. This is episode is entitled March Sadness because my only purpose for existing is now gone as Michigan State lost to Middle Tennessee State in the biggest upset in tournament history. So
is it the biggest upset in tournament history?
Yeah, because we were the Vegas odds number one, number one or two favorite to win it, and all the previous 2/15 ups or 15/2 upsets weren't favored to win the title. They were just high seeds.
How many 2/over?
It's happened eight times now.
8 times, and including this year.
Since 1984, when they started seeding teams, it's happened eight times total.
Out of 1984, was 6, 10. 32 years ago.
Yeah.
Times 4 was 128.
Yeah.
15 versus 2 seed games.
Yeah.
8 out of 128 is not a terrible ratio.
No, but when you're part of it, it just feels...
fair.
Like your passion took a dump on you. The first time...
It was an incredible game of basketball to watch, though.
It was a good game.
It was a really interesting game.
Objectively, it was a good game.
I even said it worked late to finish it.
Yeah.
You got paid overtime to watch that game.
Even before 5?
Yeah. I was like, I'm at work at 5:06 to finish this.
30 seconds after it ended, I was watching it at work on a monitor while folding and stuffing envelopes.
Yeah.
30 seconds after it ended, the boss was just like, oh, we have a folding stuffing machine.
I was like, why have you been doing this all day?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, thanks for telling me. My fucking...
So they asked you to do it, but didn't tell you they had the machine to do it?
No.
They're just like, can you lick these?
No, I guess you didn't even know machine? What I was doing, and yeah. I was sending out letters for another person we work with, and he's just like, we have a machine for this.
And you're like, thank you for shitting on my piss parade.
Yeah, he did. He shat on my piss parade.
He just took a dump on my piss parade.
I'm watching this game for 2 straight hours, not able to emote, because I didn't want to make it clear that I'm watching the game. I had it on in the background, because, yeah. I mean, that's the equivalent of listening to music. You're doing some mundane task that.
And especially if you're, like, licking envelopes. You can lick envelopes and watch a game.
Yeah, I wasn't licking. I was sucking.
You're
I was sucking
them?
Those envelopes. No, I had a sealer. There was a sealer machine and crap. And
well, I
had a process. I watched all the tournament action. But my life used to revolve around this tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it did.
Yeah.
I would send out the bracket pool every year. I would get way too excited. I would skip work, school, whatever it was.
To watch the games?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I was going to do one of those things and go to Vegas for the first 4 days of the tournament, but I never had the money to go out there because I was always broke.
People go to Vegas?
What's that? Yeah, people go to Vegas. They line up at like 5 in the morning to get in the sports book to make bets.
Do they make bets as the day to go on?
Yeah.
We have the internet for that now.
Yeah, but that's like fucking... It's if you're a woman and you want to find a degenerate partner, there you go.
Go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas the first weekend of the tournament,
or the last weekend of Holocaust. Hanukkah. Oh god.
Vegas wasn't around then. It was just Hanukkah. A desert.
It was just a desert.
I would say we edit that. We don't edit anything. That's part of the thing.
Oh, fix it in post. No, we won't.
There's no post.
We're garbage. We're really bad at doing this.
We're recording this on a voice memo.
A voice memo. My computer won't stop shutting down. I can't afford a nice computer.
Oh, a computer at the job. It reboots every 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's a piece of crap.
They're like, this will keep him from doing work.
Yeah.
This will show him.
Yeah. I have an opportunity to go on there like full as a full employee, but I'm still mulling it over.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to take you on full time?
I believe that was communicated to me by the temp agency.
Yeah, dude, you gotta take it.
I should.
Oh, and it turns into like psychology hour.
Yeah.
Take it, and if you want to look for something else, look for something else while you take it. But, like, that's, you can't just turn down easy money like that.
No, free money.
Free money.
Free money from a charity.
That's the best kind of money. And it's not donated by the Koch brothers.
Yeah, every single person leaves at 5, just about.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. But I've been, like, teetering with when I can get to and leave work. I've arrived the latest at, like, 9:35, and left at the earliest at, like, 4:30. Nobody's noticed yet.
Perfect. Because it's sort of a government-type thing, so...
It's, like, quasi-government.
It's quasi-government.
Like, people definitely notice, but I don't think they care.
No.
I don't think anybody cares. Like, my boss only comes in on Mondays. It's the only day she's in the...
So just masturbate at work, under your desk.
Under the desk? I'm the only man who sits in my line of cubicles, and I'm, like, occasionally awake. I'd be like, I'm at a morning meeting.
I've been there, like, over 2 months. I've only sat in on one meeting.
Really?
Yeah. I came in with a great idea today, and one guy's just like, that's a really good idea. And the other guy that I work for, he's like, oh, we'll table that. He has an accent. He's like, yeah, maybe.
Was it an accent from Dubai?
No, I did. He sounds like a gay vampire. He's from Lithuania.
Oh, we'll table that, man. Is he from the islands?
He's from the islands, man.
He's from the islands,
No, he's,
man.
He's a very proper sounding, like, gay vampire. No, the Lithuanians apparently sound like gay vampires.
No, is he a Lithuanian?
Yeah. He's like lisp, like sort of lispy Lithuanian.
He's like, oh, we were siding with Vietnam in the war. Man.
Yeah,
did
Lithuania
this
do that?
I don't know.
Weren't they part of the USSR?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I can lead this company, man.
Yeah,
my people know this monument. We help build it.
Fundraising.
The bones of my people are under the monument.
I was trying to put the fun back in fundraising, and like. My idea was immediately maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to try to put the drazing back in fundraising.
Yeah.
I'm going to drazle it on there.
Dude, I'm going to beat off at that place.
Oh, yeah, fucking do it. I'm going to beat off in a charity toilet.
My crying to masturbating ratio is way off, though. I've cried way more than I've masturbated there so far.
Have you cried there?
Definitely. And it wasn't even the day that Michigan State lost to Middle Tennessee State.
Is that the day you went to the meeting? In the meeting?
No. Yeah. Like, I'm going to have to, like consciously find a way to not cry at meetings and stuff.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. I have to think about things to get my boners to go away in meetings.
That's good. You're young.
They're like, Will, what do you think? And I'm like, back rubs from grandma. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Picking your nose in traffic.
like, elevator rides with strangers and somebody farts. Farting in elevators with strangers.
Mason jars full of Indonesian doo-doo.
Bat guano. I'm like, sour curdled milk at the Cheesecake Factory.
Melted Three Musketeer bars. I gotta beat off there. I have to.
That's a power play.
I'm gonna go on a different floor, though.
Go to a floor that's not... I do that sometimes, too. Sometimes I get frustrated with the poop situation.
Yeah.
Because there's only 3 stalls in the bathroom closest to me. But there's like 12 stalls in the bathroom, like a 5-minute walk away. It's a big office.
Yeah.
So I walk down the hall and poop in their bathroom. And the Wi-Fi reception is better in there, so it's really nice.
Do you have to, like, turtle walk it at all?
only when I pissed on my jeans.
Yeah. Yesterday. You pissed on your jeans?
Yeah.
While sitting in the toilet?
I was taking a poop and trying to text at the same time.
Oh, I do that.
Holding on to my penis and I got angled wrong. I didn't,
you know what? This isn't discussed enough. It is not as easy as you would think to
aim
hit,
into the toilet
to
while
hit the
sitting
bowl.
Down. Well, yeah, it was real bad. So I remember because I always when I shit at work, I always or like pretend to shit at work. And
yeah.
Play my phone for 30 minutes. Yeah. I always like put down toilet paper on the seat. Like they have the seat covers, but I'm too ashamed to grab one in front of the bowl and carry it in the.
Oh,
in
you
the
have.
Stall.
They have it outside the stall?
Yeah, it's outside the stall. There's like one for all 3 stalls.
So you're treating it like it's herpes medication, like you're afraid to be seen with it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I also just forget. I just built myself a mental habit of
Yeah, no one wants to be the germaphobe, because the word gets around, hey, that guy's a fucking freak.
Doesn't wash his hands either.
Yeah.
You're like, he just runs water open for a little bit.
He uses those little seat covers. What a loser.
What a loser. He poops at work. Yeah. That's the worst part of this.
I hold it in. I have a family. I have a mortgage. I hold my poop in for 8 hours like you're supposed to.
I like to poop in a house. I like to poop in a toilet I pretend to own.
My father did it. My father's father did it. You took your lunch pail, you took your half hour break, and you never pooped.
I don't think my kids respect me much.
That's why Trump's going to make America great again. He's going to bring back the only 30-minute lunch break with metal lunch pails. And you're not pooping at work. It's great. Holding in, it's great.
I go ask my boss when I can if I can't go for a bathroom break. I'm a director, so it's weird.
Yeah.
I gotta go ask the VP if I can take a piss.
Yeah.
He says no.
It's like, no.
Usually it's a no. He's like, you got a trash can, don't you?
Go piss on the temp.
Go piss on the intern and the temp.
Yeah. Go tell the intern to piss on the temp. Interns are definitely ahead of temps.
They're probably even. No. At least temps can be adults who garnish respect. Interns have no respect. They're just children who don't know anything.
I don't know.
Interns can die in a fire. Nobody cares. There's a fire. They're like, interns, get the copier. Save the copier. You gotta
save the copier.
Go get the fucking copier.
It's a Konica.
It's a Toshiba. Get it.
Get that shit.
It weighs 800 pounds. Bring two.
You can scan. You can fax. You can copy. You can do it all. It even has a stapler.
Like, it's got all my contact info saved already. I don't have to enter my contact info into the printer. Go get it.
I just hit one button and I can email it to myself.
I don't want to have to repeat this. Go get the printer.
Go get it.
Go fucking get it.
Intern. Intern number 4, go get it.
He spits on
Intern
me.
Number 5, you make sure he does it. And then the temp can go piss on the fire. This is one shot.
I'm not paying you to piss, go piss on the fire.
Usually I'm paying you to get pissed on, but I'm going to let you piss this time.
I'm not paying you, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, I get the toilet paper in the stall, and I put it around the seat, do a nice little layer, and then I pee. But I remember when I flushed the toilet, I noticed that the toilet paper wasn't going in the toilet. It was just kind of, like, drifting in the water and, like, flapping.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck? And I noticed that it was, like, adhesed itself to the toilet seat because it was wet. And I was like, some dirty motherfucker was in here and pissed on the toilet seat before me. And the little gap between, you know how the toilet seat doesn't touch?
Yeah.
Really? The little gap between the little two edges? I was like, some fucking dirty Indian guy was in here. There's a lot of Indians that I work with. Some Asian, Middle Eastern son of a bitch was in here, pissed all over this goddamn toilet, didn't fucking clean it up.
Yeah.
Dirty motherfuckers.
It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing.
Anyway, so I get out, go pretend to wash my hands like I usually do. You know, ran water over for like 5 seconds, fixed my hair, walk out. I see one of my coworkers when I get out of the bathroom. Well, I have to dodge someone. There's also coming in and out of his bathroom. So I like hold the door for someone, see this guy. Oh, hey, JP, how's it going? And he's like, oh, that's good. And he walks past me. I'm like, oh, great, me too. Start getting back to my desk. Get like 6 steps. And I start walking more slowly. I'm like, something feels wet. Something feels wet.
And it's not my pussy.
And my butt. Yeah, and it's not my pussy. It's my back pussy.
Yeah. Oh my god, I pissed on my pants. I was
like, what is going on? So like, I like reach back there and touch it. Middle of the hallway. Cubicles everywhere. Offices on either side of me. I'm like, the fuck? So I literally like turn around and like scuttle. Scuttle's the best word I've ever made. Scuttle back to the bathroom. Go into that same stall. And, like, immediately pull my pants down and sit back down so I can examine the situation. And I'm like, the fuck? There's, like, a stain about the size of, like, I don't know, like, put both of your hands together. About that big. I'm like,
it's probably bigger. It's I got wet. Trump hands.
And I'm like, yeah. Got a baby little Trump hand stain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fuck is this? And I'm like, how did this happen?
So, could you see the stain from behind?
You could see them faintly. Faintly. It was wearing blue jeans. So it was...
Oh, yeah.
You could see that it was wet. And I was like, did I sit in something and not realize it? And, like, it ended up where, like... So I, like, basically was, like, taking toilet paper off the roll a little bit at a time. And, like, trying to scrub it. But trying to scrub it so that, like, the either side of the occupied stalls on either side of me couldn't see that I was like scrubbing like
because it sounds like piss out of my masturbating.
Cause or that sounds like, but they could see like below the, you know, like the
yes,
the doors will go away to the ground, the walls. So like, they could see that I was like down there like scrubbing my pants.
Yeah,
and I was like, what if they recognize my shoes? What if they recognize my shoes?
They're gonna know it's me.
See you in here scrubbing the pee pants off. So I'm, like, trying to hide, so I'm, like, pulling my pants up to my knees and scrubbing
them. You're gonna get a nickname.
I was like, they're gonna think I'm in here, like, fucking jacking it now.
What's up, pee-pee?
Like, oh, so they're like, oh, my God, how did this happen?
And you're getting paid.
Yeah, I'm getting paid the whole time.
You're getting paid a living wage to scrub piss.
So it ended up to the point where I'm, like, I was like, I gotta know if it's pee. So I started trying to smell
did you think it could have been cum?
Were no, I thought worried? It could have been, like, toilet water. Or I had sat in something, yeah. Or like splash water somehow from the sink. I don't know. I was like, I gotta know for sure. Like, what is it? Did I shit? Is this like diarrhea?
Yeah.
So I like, I full on.
Scentless diarrhea.
Well, so I'm like scrubbing with the wadded up toilet paper. I start smelling that, and it's not potent enough. I can't smell it enough. So I decide the best course of action is to take off my shoes. Take off my pants. For some reason, I took off my boxers, too. I pull off my boxers, and I'm, like, sitting there. Boxers, my shoes are just off. My shoes are just off, sitting on the ground. I'm, like, standing there with my dress socks pulled up to my knees. Right? My boxers are, like, sat on, like, the toilet paper holder, just rested up there, along with, like, my keys and my wallet and my phone. I
put my phone on those things.
Yeah, my phone's up there, my keys and my wallet.
It was so dirty.
I took it all out of there. And I was like, put my boxers, which my boxers were completely dry. Yeah. Nothing was on my boxers. I don't know how this happened. And I'm sitting there standing with my like schlong hanging out in the stall in my dress socks, people on either side of me and at the urinals and washing their hands. And I'm like sitting there holding my pants, smelling it to see if there's pee on
ever
my
so
pants.
Lovingly.
I'm like holding it with both hands up to my face and I'm like, yep, it's pee.
It's pee. Affirmative.
So I sit there and like, I like dry off as much as I can. It's still wet. So I decide to walk to Harris Teeter and buy groceries so I can be standing while it dries off. So I walked to Harris Teeter and bought myself, a bag of baby carrots and a box of taquitos because I forgot to pack a lunch.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to pay for a full lunch. So I got a bag of
Yeah, you don't pay for your full lunch on your piss pants day.
You can't pay for a full lunch on a piss pants day. That's not how the world works.
No.
So get all of that. I buy my baby carrots and my box of taquitos and like walk back to work and like heat up 3 taquitos and like eat them with my baby carrots.
That's a good day.
Along with like my desk full of other foods, yeah. And then I go to watch March Madness and realize that it's not on that day. I was like,
what day was it?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's not on.
Or it was either yesterday or... Yeah, yesterday was Tuesday, right?
Every time we lose in the tournament, like, I have dreams a couple days later that it was secretly a double elimination tournament. There's still hope. They can still win it.
They can come back!
Yeah, I had that dream again.
Do you cheer for other Michigan teams now?
No. Like, U of M? Fuck them.
No, but there's... Notre Dame is in it.
They're not in Michigan. That's in Indiana.
They're Indiana.
I don't cheer for Notre Dame. I'm rooting for Wisconsin, I think.
To win it all?
Yeah, they should have last year.
Fuck that, dude. That was the only time I'll ever cheer for Duke, when they're playing against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
A Wisconsin graduate made me a cuckold.
What?
I'm pretty sure he at least made out with my girlfriend. Probably didn't. They might have, might not have, I don't remember.
They gave me the insecurity to think that.
I at least was insecure about it possibly happening. So I don't cheer for Wisconsin.
While we're thinking of cuckoldry, I got a confession.
You also slept with my girlfriend?
No. I would walk, I remember one time walking around on a Thursday in Arlington and just thinking the girl I was seeing was with some of this like studly black eye or something and like. Because we never put a label on anything, so yeah. I was just like, "Just gonna be with." Oh, is that her? Is that her?
Is that her? That black guy?
Yeah.
Is that Chris?
Yeah. Is that my friend?
And she's with my friend, the black guy. They met through me.
They always meet through me.
Why do they always meet through me?
It was just paranoia. It was like genuine feelings masked as paranoia.
I dated a girl who, same cuckold girl, who like slept with like a half black guy before me, and I was super not okay with it. Not for like racist reasons, just insecurity reasons where I was like, well, I can't match up to his like half black cock. He's at least 25% bigger than me.
Yeah. He's got an HBC and half black cock.
What's HBC?
Half black cock. HBC.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, your pussy's all white. I don't know how to handle that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm already thinking a little bit about black cock when I'm having sex.
Yeah, I don't want to think like, a lot about it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to just
picture it. No, I'm an Eskimo brother with one.
Yeah.
God. But, remember when she described it, the way she, because I like, asked her about it, which is stupid. Never do that.
Never
do that.
Don't.
She was just like, it was so big it hurt, it wasn't enjoyable.
She actually said that?
Yeah. Ah! But then, like, a year later, when I was, like, retelling this story in my mind, I pictured her saying, like, smiling and, like, getting this glazed look in her eyes and be like, it was just so big. And I'm like, God, okay, sorry, I can't fucking compete with Big Black Cock, okay? Sorry, I have a baby penis.
This is with a baby carrot.
Sorry, I have a baby carrot penis.
I have a Harris Teeter baby carrot.
Some women like plantains, okay?
Yeah.
Some women like banana. I like to eat out. I like to eat a lot of pussy so that it's even.
I'm about atonement.
I can maintain a long-lasting erection, so there you go.
They last long. It's real small, but it lasts forever.
It lasts forever.
It's just there.
It's going to be unpleasurable for a long time.
It's just like a statue, that like the monument that no one visits.
It's just like... I'm slapping into you for minutes.
Is it in yet? No, and it's never going to be. But look it. Look at how it... Look at it. It's still there. It's lasting forever.
There was a...
It stands on its own power.
I'm not even doing it. No hands.
Yeah.
No hands. Don't touch it.
God designed me like this, okay?
A mutual friend of ours... A mutual acquaintance of ours that wanted to sleep with you and was on our kickball team.
Yeah.
Admitted to me once that she was with a guy who legit had a micro penis.
That's awesome.
And she was like, he whipped it out. I didn't know what to do with it. She was like, I made him leave.
She kicked him out?
I don't remember the story exactly, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking hilarious. She might have been lying. Also, it was me. I had an awkward incident on the elevator this morning. Or an elevator today, too. Not penis related. I learned of a New Zealand Aborigine tribe called the Maori, M-A-O-R-I. They have a dance called the Haka, H-A-K-A. Yeah. They do it before all their rugby games and all that. I learned the dance today. Well, I didn't learn it, but I saw a video on Facebook of it. I was fascinated by it, so I ended up watching like 30 minutes of YouTube videos on it.
Nice.
Of this dance. So I was like, took it upon myself to start doing the dance on the elevator. And like, part of it is like, you slap your chest and like, put your hands in the sky, and then like, over and over repeatedly.
Yeah.
And then, but you're supposed to like, breathe really heavily.
The breathing's the hard part.
Breathe really heavily and like, stick your tongue out. It's hard to do both at the same time. But I'm on the elevator. I'm on the elevator, and I'm carrying a package I just got, so both my hands are occupied with this heavy package. But I'm, like, doing just the breathing and tongue part. So I'm like... and I'm, like, not paying attention. The door opens to my floor. I don't see anybody be there. So I'm still doing this. And I look up, and there's a girl, like, pushing a bellhop cart full of, like, pots and pans and shit. And she, like, looks at me, and I look at her, and I, like, stop. And I just look away and, like, walk to my apartment. And she, like, laughs and gets on the elevator. And that was my awkward elevator story.
The Haka?
Haka. H-A-K-A.
I want to do that. I need to learn new dance moves.
There's words to it.
Puna Waka.
Paka. Kuna Matata. Words. Yeah, there's a lot of apostrophes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of words with apostrophes, man.
Yeah, I barely even know English. There's no way I can do apostrophe languages.
So I've been looking for sponsors.
Yeah?
Sending out proposals.
Do we have any bites? Oh, is it because Aleutian Park won't call us back?
We're going to have an entire podcast about Aleutian Park because there's been some updates.
We already had a couple.
But we're
going to... We mean update podcast?
Yeah.
The people need to know.
The people need to know what's going on with Illusion Park.
It's shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Illusions got out. They became sentient.
Those fucking goddamn Illusions.
One of them disguised himself as a zookeeper.
They're very crafty. It's like the hybrid dinosaur. It can camouflage itself.
Exactly.
From Jurassic World.
Exactly. Sorry, I'm listening. I'm just looking at pictures of old co-workers who went on a date with their twin sister, who I think I've talked about on the podcast before.
Yeah,
unknowingly went on a date with my co-worker's twin sister and, like, tried to make out with her on a park bench while drinking Fireball, and she declined.
She accepted the Fireball but declined making out with you?
She had a bottle of a fifth of Fireball.
Oh, God. I've done some low debasing.
Sitting on a park bench across the street from the building we worked in. She didn't work there, I did.
Yeah. But were you pointing at the building? Hey, I worked there.
I worked there with your sister.
You want to make out?
Who you live with.
Yeah.
They were also roommates.
Oh, nice.
And then she got on a diatribe about how, like, Sarah always gets what she wants and blah, 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 blah. It's never my turn. And I was like, you deserve it.
Is that when you tried to tongue kiss her?
Yeah, she declined. She's like, I have a rule, no physical stuff on the first date. And I was like, okay, cool.
I have a rule, there's no second date then.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, that was the weird part. We went, like, I was like, okay, she's like, I'm gonna go. And I was like, alright, cool. I was like, she's like, you can come sit in my car with me for a little bit, listen to some music, and then, like, I was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. Which, and then, like, they never went on a second date. They never texted me back.
So why
she was like, it's weird to me that you're like, she did say it's weird to me that you're a part of my sister's, like, life, and it's strange, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah.
No, it's like, fuck. She's like, I'm not responsible for your sister issues. Do you want to fuck or not?
Do you want to take it to Pound Town?
Yeah.
Or what?
You gotta be more direct.
Yeah, or less direct.
No, more direct. But like, look, I don't care about your sister issues. You'll work that out in therapy. Yeah. But I'm interested in your body parts and hopefully your mind. Drink this Fireball and make a decision. Drink this Fireball
and make bad choices.
Yeah.
Drive home.
Yeah.
I've
got a manila folder full of consent papers. Do you got a pen? Do you have a pen?
I don't carry a pen.
I always forget the pen.
I'm a piece of shit.
I found a crayon. It's a little bit melty.
Will you sign the affirmative consent more than a melted crayon?
Yes, I will. I will touch his exposed penis for a period of up to 17 seconds.
But no longer.
Yeah.
Anything after 17 is no longer affirmative consent.
Yeah,
it's then just we have passive to, consent at yeah, that point.
Then we have There's to go to page form. 2 of the contract.
Just sign this saying that I'm not liable for any premature or post-mature ejaculation.
This page 3 determines who is responsible for the disposal of the ejaculate.
I was like, if there is any ejaculate, which there may be, do you accept full responsibility to go not only get toilet paper but wipe it off my person?
Yeah.
I will put the toilet paper in the disposal bin.
Or do you prefer to wait for the public works department to come around 2 days later?
And wipe it off for me?
I'll still be there.
I'll be there.
Oh shit, the crayon's running out of crayon.
I'm running out of crayon.
Like,
yeah, we should have done this in a colder location. It's still melting.
Why is it so warm out?
Why is it so warm at night?
I always forget the pen.
Such a piece of shit.
You were gonna consent.
You were gonna consent. No.
We had so much in common.
I wore my fanny pack.
Your sister would have consented.
Your sister would have, yeah. I'm gonna call her, see if she has a pen.
Yeah, she'll get a pen.
So you do a pen?
She can send the rest of the forms, you can sub out.
I was like, I'm really hoping to get this twin action.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of twin action, did you hear about these twins, the identical female twins that they got plastic surgery to make them more identical, and they're dating the same man? What? And they want to get pregnant at the same time.
From the same man?
Yeah.
Does the man know?
Yeah.
Does he think it's one person?
No, he knows he's dating the both, and he's, like, on board with it.
Is that the dream? Are they hot?
Do you think they're gonna be hot?
No.
Like, I mean, I doubt that they're very
maybe
attractive.
Maybe after the plastic surgery. these Beverly Hills doctors are onto something.
Yeah. Obviously they're fucked up in the head, but...
Yeah.
They want to fuck this guy, get pregnant by him, so they can
in
be...
the same night.
Yeah, so they can be pregnant at the same time, and go through motherhood and stuff together.
With the same... Why not just get individual men?
I don't know.
They're like, we're actually the same person, he was just split in two.
And that's the most fucked up part about it, is they want the same guy. I think it's the plastic surgery.
The plastic surgery is a little weird. The same guy part gets me, though.
Yeah, like, why, what, how did they stumble on this guy? What would your reaction be as the guy?
Okay.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I already signed the Quran document.
Because you guys should really start carrying pens.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was signing. I just liked to color.
It was an adult coloring book that just doubled as a contract.
You tricked me.
He's like, this contract is not going to hold up in court. It's just a coloring book.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. We said it. We said so.
Make us pregnant. Make us pregnant together.
Give us your babies. Oh, I feel it's coming one of us. We'll just drip it into the other one.
And what? Okay, and like, so they want, they don't care what type of baby. They just want a baby. Because why would they want a baby with a guy that is willfully, like,
what do you mean, what type of baby?
Dating twins and is okay with impregnating both of them at the same time?
I mean, what kind of chance does a baby really have? Are they married? Is one of them going to marry the guy?
No.
They're both going to continue dating him?
I think they're just going to date him.
He's going to knock them both up and be like, I have to choose one.
This is America. We have morals, okay?
And he's like, I choose me.
We don't believe in bigamy.
I choose myself. I'm not going to marry either of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry the baby.
We don't do bigamy, okay?
I'm going to marry polygamy.
What's bigamy?
I don't think it's anything. I think he made it up.
No, I didn't.
I think you just made bigamy up.
No, it's like the same thing.
Bigotry. We got bigots.
Look up bigamy. Google bigamy right now.
Oh, hold on.
Do we need like a I'm Googling thing, like theme music?
I'm gonna bing it.
You're gonna bing it?
Google on the show, we bing.
As soon as we get a sponsor, we're gonna upgrade. We use that money to get phones that have Google searchability.
Like, do you guys have the Bing app?
Yeah.
I can't afford the Bing app.
In my proposal for funding, I'm going to say that we use Bing.
We're exclusive
Bing users. Is that a problem? Send more crayons.
Send crayons.
I'm going to send a proposal to Crayola.
Can we sign our affirmative? Is that what 80% of crayon usage is going towards
sexual consent for
humans these days.
Yeah.
Hop, get on board. That's like the tissue thinking they're still used for blowing your nose.
Yeah.
It's women crying and dudes masturbating. Those are the top two uses for tissues.
Yep.
Bigamy.
Bigamy. It's
bigamy.
Yeah.
The act of going through a marriage ceremony while already married to another person. Yeah, you weren't wrong.
I wasn't that far off, man.
Polygamy. I gotta bang polygamy define.
Can you imagine being married to multiple women?
No. But I was sexually involved with multiple women at the same time. It's kind of the same thing.
I did that for like a week. I freaked out.
You did it for a week and you freaked out?
Yeah.
I did it for like a year and a half and didn't freak out. Hold on. There's a weird video. It's me masturbating. I don't know how this guy got this. Why are you keeping posting this to Instagram?
What is it?
It was just a video of a basketball game.
You did it at a basketball game?
I did it at a basketball game.
Yep. You're right, you do have a micropenis.
Well, the camera's really far away. It doesn't. It's supposed to add 10 pounds, but it didn't.
Yeah.
The camera didn't do me justice.
It subtracted 10 millimeters from an already tiny penis.
Yeah. It took away my best millimeters.
How many times have you measured your dick?
Like, lately?
No, like, in your life, you think?
Like, every week to see if it changes. Anytime I take my weight in a scale, I measure my dick. Well, I'm up to 166 and 4.5 inches, all right.
They should sell, like, special dick rulers.
They should. How do you measure it?
It's the back of the base.
The back? Not even from the top?
Like, under your balls.
Oh, no. I just lost 1.5 inches. I've been measuring from the wrong side.
Yeah. Do you want to measure from the longer side?
Is the balls the longer side?
Yeah.
I gotta take...
Because it goes... It technically starts, like under your balls.
Is that
so you pull your balls... Okay, so you pull your balls up and you feel like there's still, like, fleshy thing there.
Oh, you measure that part,
it's
too?
It's right above the perineum.
You gotta measure the perineum?
No, but you don't want to measure the perineum.
I just basically measure...
It's like the Bermuda Triangle, though. You don't want to know about it.
I was like, okay. I just measure. I was like, I assume about this much can fit into a woman before I got to stop because of my body.
Yeah.
And her body. Like, this is the inches I'm going to count. These are the counting inches.
You're counting inches?
The counting inches.
Yeah, but you pull your balls up.
Drape them. You got to pull them back. From the back.
You get fully erect.
A reach around.
You pull your balls up.
Yeah.
And then you put the ruler, okay, parallel.
Parallel.
So there's the vertical plane. Are you familiar in football with, like, the pylon? If you stretch the ball across,
it's a touchdown. Stretch your balls
across. Because of the vertical plane.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the vertical plane from your, right above, just above your perineum. Up to where the ruler is, okay? And then it's like you stretch out the ruler parallel to your boner, and you go from that to the tip.
I got a tape measure here somewhere. I'm going to find it.
You got to find it.
I'm going to use it tonight to measure my perineum. I'm like, oh, I got a 6 millimeter perineum.
Oh, you need a protractor for perineum measurements. And a compass.
You need a compass?
You got to be really careful with the compass. You gotta use ear. I recommend using earplugs.
Gotta use earplugs with a compass.
Yeah, on the top, like you take the earplug and you put it on the.
Can I use the level on my iPhone too?
Use that.
It's not perfectly straight.
Yeah, you want
it close.
Yeah, you don't want like a tilted perineum. That's fucked up.
Tilted perineum. My perineum's off kilter. That's why I walk with a lean. I got an off-kilter perineum.
It also affected my SAT scores. So, like, you pull your balls up, mm-hmm. and, you know, parallel to
the vertical plane.
The vertical plane, and then pull straight back, because you'll be hardest when it's, like, up pressing up against you. You know the thunderous ones that are, like, pressed up against your belly button?
Yeah.
You're going to get... You want to measure yourself at your greatest...
At a belly button erection?
When you're alone. You gotta be alone.
You can't do it with a partner?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, can you be my dick measure fluffer?
No, because it's extra, except, you know, it's, you know, you're getting a false read on that.
Getting a false read on, because it's harder than usual?
It could be harder, it could be softer. It's not a control.
It's not
a control group.
God, this is our listeners are learning so much,
right?
We're gonna call them learners from now on.
Yeah, they're learners.
They're learners.
This is a learning podcast. It's educational. I'm tagging it as educational in the iTunes thing.
And yeah, like you're gonna put it under like right up there with cereal.
Yeah,
it's gonna go with cereal. It's gonna go with fucking Portland. No, not Invisibilia.
What's Invisibilia?
It's like I don't know. It's an NPR one. It's like it's a no.
Oh yeah, NPR, we're coming for you.
We're gonna kill you.
Yeah.
There's it's right up there with This American Life.
Yeah.
This American Life dick measurement edition.
This degenerate life.
This degenerate life. Like TLC, I can't stop measuring my penis.
Yeah. I've measured it less than 20 times. I think less than 20
times. Well, there comes a point when it becomes counterproductive because it's only going to get shrink. It's only going to shrink. It's not going to get any bigger.
Then your dicks get... It shrinks?
I don't know. I assume maybe when you get...
I'm just racking up excuses now for my problems. I got my mental illness. I got... Now penis shrinking. I got possible penis shrinking.
Shrinky dinks.
Shrinky dinks. It's called shrinky dinks. It sets in at 33.
That's the medical term, shrinky dinks.
Yeah.
What else? I went through the box that work shipped me after I got fired, like, over a year ago today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were there tears?
There were no tears. Two bottles of lotion, went through all of it using it already.
A hand grenade,
a pair of sunglasses, a box of business cards. Those aren't good for jacking, though, because you jack off on a business card, it's got to be a paper card.
A VHS copy of An Officer and a Gentleman.
Starting
lineup figure of Lainey Dykstra.
I had also made a written list of every girl I ever slept with because I was worried I would forget. And I left it on my computer. They put that in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When I got fired, there was still a podcast on my computer, on the work computer.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get it off. I was pretending like I was trying to finish some work after I was fired. I was desperately trying to send the podcast file to myself, and it wouldn't. And so I can't remember what the title was,
yeah.
But it was far worse than most of the titles that we've had on our podcast so far.
And it didn't send?
It wouldn't send.
Did you get, you're like, hey, I'm sure you could have said, hey, can I send something to myself quick? You probably would have thought it was like work secrets. Yeah. No, it's a personal file.
Yeah.
It's me masturbating.
Right. No, it was a podcast. It was.
So it's forever lost to the annals of former employment.
I mean, just for the sake of the, we'll call it pussy fart prophecies.
Pussy fart prophecy. This is the Queef Diaries.
Yeah, the Queef Diaries.
The Queef monologues.
I saw the vagina monologues, actually.
I dated a girl who directed the vagina monologues, and now she's like a transgender lesbian. Well, I didn't date her. I hooked up with her.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm like 30% responsible for this change.
Yeah. It's a positive change.
She's
happier now because she's not sleeping with you anymore.
Yeah, well, she's probably better off. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I want to date you. I'm not ready. How long? 3 years. That's too long. That's what I need. That's what I told her. But like, she's like, I won't be ready for at least 3 years.
You said I won't be ready for a relationship for at least 3 years?
Yeah.
Was this moments after you finished?
Within the hour. I think she also just blown me while we watched Rent. Might have been in that chair. I might have been sitting in that chair that you're in right now.
Oh, that's okay.
And she blew me while watching Rent. I was like, I hope you don't get AIDS from this. You might, but I would feel bad.
Do you find it hard to get power through media now without getting blown during it?
Power through what?
Any form of show or...
I get a chub every time.
Yeah, because you're used to, like, someone should be servicing my...
I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow. I'm like halfway through this Bill O'Reilly show and nobody's blown me yet. What's happening?
I almost got one during Beauty and the Beast 3D. I lost my wallet. And then so we were still in the theater trying to find my wallet. And she's like, do you want to, like... And I'm thinking, like, no.
wait, this is after the movie?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're like, maybe if I can find my wallet first.
Yeah. I was more concerned about my wallet.
There's a very delicate sequence of events here.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have any money in my IDs there. I hope someone finds my wallet.
I can't pay you because I don't know where my wallet is.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's uncovering a secret.
You're like, I hope Anthony Weiner's scandal works out for the best.
Yo, when that Weiner thing came out, my friend and I came up with a Weiner, Anthony Weiner's Weiner.
Yeah.
Facebook thing.
Was it a Facebook or was it Twitter?
Is it both? You can befriend him. Hey, if you're out there, befriend
Anthony Weiner's Weiner
on Facebook.
Let's see if I can
he'll respond to you.
Do you still manage the account?
No, but I should.
I put a Z on Weiner.
Yeah, Wieners don't have Z's. Idiot.
Is this it? Yeah, you showed me this picture before. I know this is it.
Yeah. It's great.
Works at U.S. Congressman. But did you Photoshop him into, like, circumcised Congress, cut the Weiner? With a Pinocchio nose.
Yeah, it's Weiner. Pretty good.
This is who did this? This is talented.
I think it was my friend's wife. She drew it.
She is good at photoshopping dicks.
Yep.
Lives in Washington. There's 28 friends.
Yeah.
We have one mutual friend. It's you. You're my mutual friend with a wiener.
Did you just befriend
Wait. This girl.
What?
This is a girl we both matched on OkCupid. I like almost went on a date with her. Decided not to. Last minute.
Oh, yeah. I was some other primitive site from like 9 years ago.
But wasn't OkCupid you met her on?
Yeah. Whenever Facebook started.
I met the girl on OkCupid. And she's friends with Anthony Weiner's Weiner.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I like Snapchat sexted her, but that was it. I never actually went out with her. It's just around like Turkey Bowl time.
Oh, okay. That's a good time to send unrequited sexts.
Yeah, she didn't ask for them or reply to them, but I kept sending.
You need to write out the crayon contract.
I should have. God, you're kidding. The crayon contract. It's hard to get them to sign the crayon contract digitally.
We gotta find. We need an app.
Can you get an app to sign in crayon?
Yeah.
You're like, can you sign my PDF in crayon?
What are we gonna call this app?
You gotta combine the word crayon and app, so. Crap.
Crap?
With two P's.
Crap with two P's.
With two P's.
No, contract something. It'll come to me, man.
Fuck her though. She just stopped snapping me back one day. Until I sent like two unread snaps or two snaps that got read and no reply. I was like, fuck this shit.
I'm gonna send a Manila folder and she's gonna send crayons. Like image of a crayon bag. Then you know it's on. Hey Apple, if you're listening,
and then we need funding for this.
We need emojis for crayons and Manila folders.
I'm gonna start doing laundry while we finish this podcast.
Perfect.
We're all about multitasking and efficiency here.
Yeah, and measuring
and mutual masturbation.
Yeah, measuring just above the perineum all the way to the tip when you're bent back.
Never measure the perineum alone.
Yeah.
Always bring a perineum to the perineum.
I think I've hit my belly button, but I've a few of those times I self-guided.
With your perineum?
No. You know, an erection, bending my penis back a little bit.
You bend it. Oh wait, you measure by bending it back?
No, I don't bend it back. But you go okay. You were sitting at a different angle when I explained this to you.
I don't think I understand the physics.
So you're lying back, right?
Sitting
you pull your balls up a little bit, and you find the spot just above the perineum where your penis actually begins. It's right above, you know, like the roots of the tree, like right above the roots of the tree.
That's like way far back there.
Yeah.
We're like adding a solid 2 inches here.
Hold on.
We're adding a lot of we both have our hands on our dicks.
No, that's where it starts.
That's where most of my dick resides.
You'll see when you're alone or right now while you're doing laundry, squeeze your balls. You'll notice it's at you're at the, virtually the same spot.
Uh huh.
But you get a more accurate reading.
Okay. I don't have to bang it.
Yeah, you gotta bang it.
Appropriate way to measure penis size.
Yeah.
Like, it's more about girth. It's actually an equation. It's a mass times length divided by girth.
The girth is the toilet paper test, or toilet paper roll test.
What's the toilet paper roll test?
If you can't fit it in a paper, in a toilet paper roll, you're good.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. I definitely can fit mine in a toilet paper roll. Super pencil thin.
Yeah.
Super pencil thin. Toilet paper rolls are thick, though. Are they, like, that big around?
No, man.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. What type of toilet paper do you buy?
Really thick paper. It's mostly roll.
No, yeah, I'm talking standard. We're not talking BBC level BBC toilet paper rolls.
Hold on. Let me go get a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, go get a roll of toilet paper.
And just flop my flaccid dick inside it. Oh, yeah. Bathroom door's locked. Gotta go around.
I found out about this in an embarrassing context.
Hold on, we'll talk about the context in a second.
All right. This is where we would pause and edit, but we're not going to. So here's your whole music. Now, there, you're back.
Roy fell asleep on the couch.
That's awesome. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be close.
It looks bigger than you think.
It looks bigger than I think.
Because of the perspective, you got a full roll of toilet paper there. But when it gets down to just the roll, or just the little roll part, is different.
I'm going to keep this here for later.
Yeah.
That's going to be a report back. We'll report back. What's the circumference of that, I wonder? Of an average toilet paper roll? I got this, too.
What do you think?
Hopefully less than 4 inches.
Yeah, I think it's probably about 3.5.
That's a good width. That's a good width. It's about all a man can handle.
I'm just gonna ballpark 3.5. We'll report back. Do you have a tape measure?
Yeah, I got a tape measure.
All right, so
it's got 62 inches. I'm not gonna need that much.
How many craps do you think it'll take, or jerk off sessions for you to finish that roll?
This will last me like 2 weeks.
All right.
Between me and one other person.
Okay.
Most of my pooping happens at work.
We're going to follow back, and we're going to measure that circumference.
I'll just do the roll on it.
No, that's more difficult.
You just stay right in there.
But then you're tainting the toilet paper. Mm. You got to maintain toilet paper integrity.
Okay. We'll check back in 2 weeks. I'll just take one from work.
Yeah.
I'll just take a roll from work. That's where I poop most of them anyways.
Yeah,
and I've been known to stand penis out at work now, so.
You got to, man.
Go. In the bathroom.
You gotta prepare for your next job as a sex worker.
Yeah. My previous jobs as sex workers helped me prepare for that pretty well.
I took a break and I went back in the game.
Oh, I missed the game. I just miss touching my toes, you know?
Yeah.
I had an experience with handcuffs.
Oh, you did?
Handcuff sex. Last night. Yeah, they didn't fit me, though. So I had to give them back to the guy.
They never fit.
I was like, these are just for loans. And I'm like, I don't need them anyways. My wrists are too dainty.
Yeah. These little fingers are too big.
Yeah, do you have anything for, like, smaller wrists? He's like, that's as small as we got. Oh, I'm not interested.
I don't see a box of crayons here, so I didn't say I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't see anything about on the Craigslist ad about crayons. I'm out.
Yeah.
Which are manila folders?
Crayon consent, or
there's
I'm out.
There's no manila folders here at all. Oh, you got the app? Oh, you just got the app. It's
cool. Okay.
This checks out.
You pick your color and everything.
You can pick the color. Yes. Can I do it in, like, Sea Mist Auburn?
Yeah, Sea Mist Auburn.
I want it to be in a Honey Mist Auburn.
Yeah, and then you go. And it's
that's my myth.
Well, how do we make sure that someone can't just fake the consent? How do we make sure that you can't, like, it's fingerprinted somehow?
You gotta sign with your fingerprint scanner. iPhone 6 exclusive.
There's gotta be a way that it's filmed and fingerprinted. You log in
with your password. There's like e-signing any other document.
There's gotta be a way to get around the criminals.
All the Fogels out there?
All the Fogels, grown Fogels.
They're like, oh, that 8-year-old boy consented. Here's his signature.
Perfect. Oh, I didn't even think about that part.
Well, that just would be illegal. The laws of the land still apply.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Because, I mean, kids like crayons, so.
Kids like crayons? He's like, hey, kid, sign your name in crayon. Okay, Charlie Cheese.
It's a manila folder full of Subway napkins.
Did you hear a new scandal broke today about Ted Cruz cheating on his wife?
Really?
Yeah, somebody released it. A National Enquirer broke the story.
Perfect.
About Cruz taking it to Pound Town.
Who'd he cheat on her with?
They got like four different people. Apparently he's like a total hound dog with his peen. He definitely measures a perineum.
Yeah, he's measures perineum for sure.
He's definitely measures perineum.
It's hard. It's a Bermuda Triangle. You don't know much about it.
Donald Trump has minorities measures perineum for him.
Like, great.
Great. Best perineum you've ever seen in your life. You never even heard of this perineum. It's so good.
Yeah.
He's like, I got the best perineum. The best.
Best. Great. It's great.
He's like, think about my perineum is, you guys have never seen a perineum like the perineum before. It's going to do things that other perineums ever done. Be measured
the,
like
The thing about my perineum is,
it's not even a perineum.
Yeah.
It's a permaximum.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
Great perineum.
Great perineum. Best perineum ever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the perineum is.
You know what? It's your taint.
Oh, it's okay. That makes... Okay, this whole conversation makes a lot more sense.
The fleshy patch.
I've been saying this the whole time, thinking it's like a little...
Like a button?
I'm just imagining like a... Like the... The part you put a Phillips head screwdriver into.
You thought it was a slit? A man slit?
I thought it was just like a little thing you put a... That you put a screwdriver into and you could turn stuff. Grossly miscalculated with the perineum.
Your perineum knowledge was way off. You get a D- in perineum class.
I'd be like, now what size monkey wrench does a perineum take? How do we adjust?
A Phillips head, man?
Can you imagine the slope of my perineum, please? with this flathead screwdriver? No.
I took Algebra 1 for fun, and there was a geometry.
Trigonometry. I can't read, but I took trigonometry.
And then part of the coursework was measuring your perineum with the protractor and the compass.
All the girls failed.
Yeah. I don't know if they have perineums or not.
That's why they failed.
They failed because I don't know?
Yeah. They failed because they're like, we don't know if you have perineums. Like, if you can't measure, you fail.
I'm not really a sexpert.
I pretended I talk a big game.
Yeah, you talk a big game, but you didn't know what a fucking perineum was.
Yeah, I basically just sit there and like flop my flaccid dick on people's genitals until something happens.
Until
is it working? Is it doing it for you?
Until the Uber driver drops off your crayons.
Yeah, Uber delivers kittens and crayons.
It's Uber X only.
Uber kitten also brings crayons.
Yeah, here's your crayons. Where's my fucking folder, man? I'm going to Lyft.
I'm getting a lift.
You couldn't go to CVS and pick up the manila folders? What am I supposed to present my consent forms with? If it's not manila, man.
I got you this clear binder. This binder's shit.
Yeah.
This is a garbage binder.
She's gonna think I'm a child.
This is not a fourth grade math presentation, okay?
This is about me getting off.
I'm supposed to sign some deals in there.
Look, I'm sex positive, and, you know, I really, really, really want there be no doubt that this is consensual.
And I'm definitely taking this to court someday.
And you don't bring this fucking manila folder? Who are you?
She's never going to send the documents now. First, the crayons are late.
Yeah. Now I can't have sex.
Now I'm going to masturbate.
There's
bring,
no...
bring me the masturbation form.
Yeah. What are they delivered in?
A toilet paper roll?
No, it's just a marble notebook with the pages ripped out.
And a fortune cookie?
And a fortune cookie?
You got to break it open, and then you got to sign it in crayon and put it back in the cookie. You can get it back in the cookie without it breaking. It comes true. Your masturbation wish comes true. From the masturbation genie.
The masturbation genie. He grants you 3 splooges.
Like, what do you wish for?
What's your second wish? What's your third wish? Oh, a life woman. Splish, splish, splish.
I was taking a bath.
Bloop, bloop. Bloop. Well, this is a long one. Thanks, masturbation genie.
I got some feedback the other day that I don't, when I'm finishing during sex, my O face isn't convincing enough.
Really?
And apparently my expression stays pretty vacant the entire time.
You got a poker face, O face.
I'm coming.
I promise.
I swear to God, we're going to have to clean this out in a minute.
Yeah. This is going to get
different. Really Yo. Messy for you.
And you're holding a crayon.
Yeah. Can you just sign? I was like, I couldn't have the form, so I printed it on my stomach. You just signed my stomach and crayon.
I consented to ejaculating.
I consented to consuming ejaculate vaginally. I have to hold it in my vagina for at least 20 seconds before pushing out.
Final thoughts on masturbating? And we talked about belly buttons.
Always rub as the a target. Pretty.
My challenge to you
pretty and back to
is to bend yourself back when you're ejaculating and try to get your perineum. I think you could do it. You already pissed on the back of your pants.
I pissed in the back of my pants. Hit the perineum while masturbating. So shoot it straight in the air and try and catch it.
That's level 2.
That's some next level shit.
You better tip the masturbation genie for that. You pull that off.
I have filled multiple belly buttons with jizz, though. Not mine. Maybe mine. But other people's more.
That's good.
One girl commented to me once, I don't remember who. But she was like, no, my belly button's now a swimming pool, thank you. And I have a swimming pool belly button. It's a puddle. And I was like, I just came, I can't get words out.
Where's my floaties?
I didn't bring my weenies.
I'm never having intercourse again.
I was looking drowned in the pussy.
Never again. I'm afraid of it, to be honest.
Afraid of drowning? It's a drowning hazard. You're coming in the belly button. You got perineum stuff getting involved now.
There's too much ickiness.
Icky, porn, and sex?
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to CVS. I'm getting a manila folder.
You're going to jack off on it.
Buy some crayons. And hope for the best.
Just give it to strangers. Like, can you sign this in crayon?
Yeah.
And they're going to sign it already and be like, I get to fuck you now.
You got to read the contract.
You got to read. No, I can turn you into a human centipede.
Yeah. That's on page 19.
That's on page 19. Come with me.
You signed every page, bro.
I don't want you to read the contract.
Yeah. This isn't on me now.
This is that. You brought this on yourself.
Yeah.
We gotta go buy some crayons.
All right, I'm gonna buy some crayons from Crayola.
We'll get the manila folder. We can't.
Our sponsor tonight. Thank you, Crayola. Thank you,
Crayola, for this. Get the box with the sharpener in it.
Oh, the sharpener is a must.
Only the sharper image.
Yeah, you. When you're in the heat of the moment, you're ready to go. Yeah, that crayon better be sharp enough.
Buy with the Trump steaks. For the sharper image.
Yeah, Trump crayons, best crayons.
Trump crayons, best crayons.
Good night.